You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, an Awakened Ministries podcast, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff explores the fruit of the Spirit called gentleness, an often misunderstood but powerful characteristic of a Spirit-filled life. Today, we begin by looking at the gentleness of God Himself, the source and model of the gentleness we are called to reflect. Our key verse for today is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in the fold of his robe. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. Now, as we begin this new week, it's important to remember that gentleness is not weakness. Gentleness is strength under control. It's power, restrained for the good of others. And if we want to understand what true gentleness looks like, we have to start with God Himself. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11 paints a beautiful picture of God's character. It shows Him not as a distant ruler or as a harsh taskmaster, but as a tender shepherd. He gathers His lambs in His arms and carries them close to His heart. He leads the nursing ewes gently, knowing their needs, their vulnerabilities, and their limits. This is not a God who shoves or drives or demands. This is a God who gently guides, patiently nurtures, and lovingly protects. It's easy sometimes to imagine God's strength in terms of judgment or power. And make no mistake, God is holy, righteous, and just. But intertwined with His holiness is His tender gentleness. The same God who spoke the universe into existence with a word is the God who stoops down to wipe tears from our faces. The God who holds the stars in place is the God who holds your heart tenderly in His hands. Throughout Scripture, we see this balance. Psalms chapter 18, verse 35 says, "You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great." Think about that. David, a warrior and a king, recognized that it was not only God's strength that secured him, but God's gentleness that elevated him. There's something about the gentleness of God that draws us close. It's His kindness, His tender leading, that makes it safe for us to trust Him. When Jesus described Himself in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." His gentleness invites us to rest, not striving. Maybe you grew up thinking of God as stern or impossible to please. Maybe you've wrestled with guilt, thinking that you have to be perfect for God to love you. But the Word tells a different story. It tells the story of a shepherd who knows you by name, who carries you when you're too weak to walk, and who gently leads you exactly where you need to go. God's gentleness is not conditional. It's not based on your performance. It flows out of His perfect love. When we look at how Jesus interacted with people, we see this gentleness lived out in the flesh. He welcomed children into His arms when others thought that they were a nuisance. He reached out to the leper who no one else would touch. He defended the woman caught in adultery, not by excusing her sin, but by offering her a way out with dignity and grace. Jesus showed a gentleness that disarmed defenses and softened hardened hearts. It wasn't a softness that ignored sin. It was a tenderness that led people to repentance. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 reminds us, "Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and restraint and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" Gentleness is a doorway to transformation. It's God's way of meeting us right where we are, but loving us too much to leave us there. His gentleness draws us near. It makes us teachable. It reminds us that even when we fall, we can run back to him without fear of being crushed. As we start this week, I want to challenge you to reflect on the gentleness of God in your own life. Think about the times when you deserved judgment, but received mercy instead. Think about the times that you wandered and he patiently waited for you. Think about the moments that he spoke softly to your heart, leading you back to him. Gentleness is not passive. It's active. It's intentional. It's the strength of God clothed in humility and love. It's what he calls us to mirror to the world around us. Now, before we can truly show gentleness to others, we have to receive it from God for ourselves. We have to rest in it. We have to let it heal the rough places in our very own hearts. Only then can we extend that same spirit-led gentleness to those who need it the most. If you're feeling overwhelmed or burdened or even ashamed today, I want to remind you that God's gentleness is for you. You don't have to run harder or try to earn his affection. He's already reaching out, his arms inviting you to rest in him. His gentleness is your refuge. And as you go about your day, take time to sit with this truth. You are loved by a God who leads you gently. You are carried by a Savior who holds you close. You are guided by a Spirit who whispers peace into your heart. And as you receive that gentleness, let it overflow into how you interact with the world around you. Now, tomorrow, we will continue this journey by looking at how Jesus modeled perfect gentleness during his earthly ministry. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.